Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the evening is warm and calm. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear, inviting for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem enjoys a cool breeze, perfect for an evening walk. In Haifa, temperatures remain pleasant under a starry sky. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has destroyed the largest Hezbollah tunnel found so far in southern Lebanon. This comes from Ynet in the last few minutes. Also, a driving instructor was beaten with clubs in Jerusalem. Walla reported this incident earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ukraine is threatening sanctions against Israel for buying what it claims is stolen grain from Russia. This is according to Forward, just in. Separately, the Mossad chief has praised the agency's groundbreaking operational capabilities in Iran and Lebanon. I-24 News provided this report from earlier today. And finally, Jerusalem is hosting the first Israel-Serbia strategic dialogue. JNS reported this within the past hour. Here's what people are saying online. Times of Israel posted just minutes ago. Israel claims there's no proof that Russian grain shipments are stolen amidst Ukraine's sanctions threat. From Al Arabiya, royal commentator Kinsey Schofield discusses whether King Charles can ease tensions between President Trump and Prime Minister Keir Starmer, writing earlier today. Ynet News reported 18 minutes ago. A 13-year-old girl from Beirut, who contacted the IDF with information about Hezbollah weapons, has been arrested. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation in southern Lebanon, Ynet reports that the military warned northern communities before detonating the tunnel near Kantara. The blast echoes were felt across the Galilee and Golan Heights. This operation highlights ongoing tensions with Hezbollah, impacting security dynamics in the north. Turning to the assault in Jerusalem, Walla has documented footage showing youths attacking a driving instructor, apparently linked to a family feud. The attackers fled, leaving a community on edge about escalating violence. This incident underscores rising tensions in East Jerusalem neighborhoods. Meanwhile, the grain dispute between Israel and Ukraine is escalating. According to Forward, Ukrainian President Zelensky accuses Israel of purchasing grain that Russia stole from occupied territories. This accusation could strain diplomatic relations amid ongoing international scrutiny of wartime trade practices. On the diplomatic front, the Mossad's recent actions in Iran and Lebanon are drawing attention. The agency's chief highlighted significant operations that demonstrate Israel's strategic capabilities. As I-24 News details, these efforts reflect Israel's broader security goals in the region, potentially affecting future intelligence operations. Finally, Jerusalem's hosting of the first Israel-Serbia strategic dialogue marks a new phase in bilateral relations. JNS notes that under President Vučić's leadership, ties are strengthening, paving the way for increased cooperation. This development reflects Israel's expanding diplomatic outreach in Eastern Europe. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel has dropped a key demand on Wizz Air's hub operations. According to Globes, the airline will not need to commit to flying to Israel during emergency times. This could pave the way for more flexible airline operations in the region. Separately, Japan is the first economy to feel the effects of the Hormuz crisis. Israel Hayom Business reports that the outlook is bleak as the blockade impacts Japan's economic stability. This situation in the Strait of Hormuz could have ripple effects on global trade and energy markets. And finally, CTEC discusses why Pakistan needs a US-Iran deal more than most. With energy dependence and IMF pressures, de-escalation is crucial for Islamabad. This highlights the interconnected nature of regional diplomacy and economic stability. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.